I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's pretty early to be talking about Afghanistan's next presidential election. It's not scheduled until 2014. But already one candidate sticks out. Fawzia Koofi is a female member of parliament. The World's Laura Lynch recently spent time with her in Kabul.
Fawzia Koofi's story, the story of a life lived on the edge of death in Afghanistan, begins with a letter written to her two daughters.
Dear Shohra and Sharzad, today I am going on a political business to Badakhshan and Darwaz. I hope I will come back soon and see you again. But I have to tell you that I may not. There have been threats to kill me on this trip. Maybe this time these people will be successful.
Koofi's letter, included in her new memoir, is touching, intimate, and frightening. It reflects the threats, assassination attempts, and danger she has faced throughout her life, and her determination to rise above it all. Koofi and her daughters live in a house just off a busy road in Kabul that's choked with traffic day and night. She's invited me to meet her there behind the high concrete walls. And as I approach the front gate, guards apologize for searching my bag.
Sorry.
That's okay. I understand. Better to be safe. Once inside, I'm shown into the living room. Tea is served in china cups. Then Koofi arrives, settles herself into a sofa under a photograph of her and President Hamid Karzai, and starts to remember her past.
I was 3 years old when my father was killed. I was 18 years old when my mother died.
Koofi herself wasn't meant to live. As a newborn, the 19th of 23 children in the household, her mother left her out in the sun to die. Koofi survived that and the trials and violence that followed. In the rugged terrain of the northern province where she grew up, she watched her father beat her mother. And she knew from an early age that politics was a dangerous game. Her father, a member of the Soviet-backed parliament, was killed by the Mujahideen.
If you want to really stick to your values and don't change on a daily basis, don't become a political, game player, you have to pay a price.
Koofi also lost her husband and two brothers through the years of conflict. Her life story, combined with the English she learned in spite of the obstacles of war and Taliban rule, have made her a bit of an international media star.
The Afghan MP, Fawzia Koofi, has survived several assassination attempts, lost five family members in the fighting there, and she joins us now.
Koofi takes advantage of her profile to speak out repeatedly about the need to safeguard women's rights. The theme also features prominently in her memoir and the letters to her daughters.
I live this life so that you, my precious girls, will be free to live your lives and to dream all of your dreams.
She boasts of progress for women, but at the same time admits it's been limited by the men who sit at the top of government.
Certainly, women of Afghanistan gained a lot of power for the past 7 years. And that's one of the, since the parliament is established, that's one of the reasons that some of our traditional politicians are afraid.
At a parliamentary committee meeting, Koofi's political skills are on display. She's the chairwoman, moving the other MPs through a discussion of legislation outlawing violence against women. Partway through the meeting, the justice minister shows up, sitting at the far end of a long conference table. Koofi dominates the hearing, almost lecturing the minister, and she controls the questioning by handing other committee members the questions she wants them to ask in writing. It has an impact. After about half an hour of questioning, the minister appears impatient, banging the table with his hand in a theatrical show of political accountability. And it's a show produced mainly by Koofi. She is a successful politician, having won re-election just last year. But that doesn't mean she's immune from criticism. Women's rights activist Sile Ghaffar believes MPs, women included, are selfish when they should be selfless. It's all about me, 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 she says.
All your topics of the discussion in the parliament is to increase salary, to give two more bodyguards, two is not enough, to give bulletproof car, to give expense account, pocket money, whatever we called. So always this is I'm hearing from our MPs. First, they are thinking of themselves rather than to think what I have to do for my people.
Kufi bristles at the accusation. Displaying a flash of impatience herself, Kufi puts it down to the electorate's inexperience.
They expect you to get a passport for them, to get an Iranian or Pakistani visa for them, a job, a school, divorce from their husband, a high position job for their husbands or for themselves if it's a man. Everything. It's just so high expectations.
The expectations seem even higher for a woman aspiring to the presidency, especially a woman who's raising her children alone. It's another reason she feels driven to run despite the risks.
If I keep quiet, if others keep quiet, then we pave the way for radicalization of this country.
And your daughters, what if they lose their mother?
They don't have a father as well. It's the only thing makes me worry sometimes. And let's see, if God wants me to be the mother of my daughter with all the things that I want to do, I will.
In her farewell letter, though, she urges them to pursue what's still impossible for so many Afghan girls.
Focus on your education. A girl needs an education if she is to excel in this man's world.
Kufi says time with her daughters is precious, and on this evening when she arrives home from a long day, she's helping them choose special outfits for a wedding reception. They tell me they don't see their mother nearly enough. Shahrazad spends time almost every day working on her mother's Facebook campaign page.
Because I want my mom to be a president, so I want to campaign for her.
She and her younger sister, Shura, have enjoyed lives of relative peace and privilege. But they also admit to fear that their mother will be murdered. It's easy for Shahrazad to summon the memory of the day her mother left that letter.
One morning when I wake up from, I was sleeping, and when I wake up, I see a letter on my pillow, and I wake it up and read it, so I start crying, and then she wake up, and we both start crying.
In many ways, Kufi embodies the Afghan experience of the last decade, of the ways the country has and hasn't changed. She plans to run for president, but sometimes feels she must still wear a head-to-toe burqa, a burqa that she hates, for disguise and protection. Her life is under threat, but she says she worries more about rumors, such as those suggesting she goes bareheaded outside the country, that could harm her reputation. The life Kufi wants for Afghanistan, for her daughters, still seems a distant dream.
Be brave. Don't be afraid of anything in life. All of us human beings will die one day. Maybe today is the day I will die. But if I die, please know it was for a purpose. I kiss you now.
Pictures of Fawzia Kufi and her daughters at theworld.org. Our story was reported by The World's Laura Lynch. This is PRI, Public Radio International.